U.S. military specialists who are highly trained in dealing with biological threats have been sent to Liberia to operate mobile laboratories being set up to test blood samples for the Ebola virus. They join other U.S. military personnel already on the ground who are part of a mission on which the U.S. has budgeted $750 million for the first 6 months of their efforts to help. And in Washington on Wednesday, the White House announced extra measures to be taken at certain U.S. airports to make sure Ebola-stricken persons are identified when they travel to the U.S. White House spokesperson Josh Earnest speaking with reporters.
These five airports, as you may know, are the destination of 94% of individuals who travel to the United States from the three countries that are currently affected by Ebola right now. So the vast majority of passengers from those countries would be subject to this additional layer of screening.
Can you name them?
I'm sorry?
Five airports.
Yeah.
They
I
have
can't.
Names?
They do. They are the JFK in New York, Newark Airport, Chicago O'Hare, Washington Dulles, and the airport in Atlanta. The thing that's important for people to understand is we continue to have a lot of confidence in the screening measures that are already in place and have been in place for some time now. By far the most effective screening measure that is in place is not any screening that takes place here in the United States. It's the screening that takes place in these three countries in West Africa where they're experiencing this Ebola outbreak. Preventing individuals who are already exhibiting symptoms of Ebola from boarding a plane in the first place is the most effective measure that will counter and has countered the spread of Ebola. As I pointed out before, there are, as I have previously pointed out, there are dozens of people who have been denied boarding because they were exhibiting symptoms consistent with Ebola.
That is White House spokesperson Josh Earnest. VOA is on top of the Ebola outbreak story, and you can check out our coverage at voanews.com.